truck and bus news, powered by heavyvehicles.com.au.
I'm Joel Helms. The silly season is here, and that often means a spike in road crashes and fatalities. This year, authorities are asking car drivers to be particularly cautious around trucks. Ray Hassell, National Heavy Vehicle Regulator Acting CEO, telling Nine car drivers need to give trucks more space and more time.
They need to understand that there are specific requirements that heavy vehicles operate under. They take longer to start, they take longer to stop. They have larger turning circles and, very importantly, they have blind spots.
The calls come after truck insurer National Transport Insurance released crash statistics showing in the majority of crashes between cars and trucks, it's the car driver that was to blame. Queensland Police Assistant Commissioner Mike Condon telling Wind News it's all about using common sense when sharing the roads.
People are dying, loved ones have lost members of their family, they won't be there for Christmas, where poor decisions have been made continuously for the drivers of these vehicles on the road.
Owners of a large number of Hino 500 series trucks are being urged to contact their local Hino dealership to have a potential transmission issue fixed. The recall being overseen by the ACCC affects Hino trucks sold in Australia between the 30th of November 2011 and the 30th of September 2017. The recall notice advising that the automatic clutch unit has two motors that operate the clutch. An ACU motor may not operate correctly if wear occurs on the internal brush. They say that if one motor fails, the other can compensate for this and continue to operate the clutch system. But in this situation, the unit may not function correctly. This will see a warning light come up in the vehicle, and the vehicle may not operate. They say this could lead to an accident risk for the occupant and other road users. Owners of affected Hino vehicles should contact their local Hino dealership to get their vehicles AMT ECU reprogrammed. You can look up your VIN for the Hino trucks that are involved in the recall on the Heavy Vehicles website. Many truck manufacturers have made autonomous driving systems a high priority as the industry struggles with the widespread truck driver shortage. One of the manufacturers making big strides in the field is the Volvo Group. The Swedish brand has just unveiled a level 4 autonomous driving capability in a UD-Quon in Japan. Comes after a commitment made earlier in the year to an autonomous and electric future for the Japanese brand. For the uninitiated, level 4 autonomy allows the truck to theoretically complete an entire journey without driver intervention and even operate without a driver at all. It's one step down from full automation, only in the sense that the truck still retains traditional driver controls, i.e. steering wheel and pedals. There's a video on the Heavy Vehicles website right now that shows the UD-Quon driving itself without any driver interaction. There's no doubt Scania has been at the forefront of the clean energy revolution that seems to be taking place. The Swedish brand recently took the covers off new natural gas, hybrid and electric powered models at the IAA event in Germany. Trials of a hybrid Scania city bus are about to commence in Australia too. And Scania believes the future is tailpipe emissions free. At a United Nations climate conference in Poland, Scania Executive Vice President for Commercial Operations, Matthias Karlbom, has reaffirmed the company's commitment to the environment. He said climate change cannot wait, and we need to take action now. We can start to bend the emission curve here and now. He believes a vision for climate neutral economy by 2050 can be achieved, saying the pathway to that being improved emission standards and the deployment of low carbon fuels such as natural gas that can reduce emissions by 90%. Buy a new generation Scania truck in 2019 and you get all the safety gear available included. And Scania Australia boss Michael Jansen says that puts the Swedish brand in a good position in the Aussie truck market because, he says, safety is starting to be a factor in the truck buying equation. Speaking at an end-of-year get-together that we attended, Mr. Jansen said having trucks that feature driver assist and safety tech like autonomous emergency braking and stability control is proving an advantage. He said, "I'm very pleased that safety is very much on the agenda here in Australia, even more than in Europe." And he says that's why we have more or less all of our safety features standard for all applications, including the rollover air brake protection system. Children as young as 10 can get behind the wheel of a full-size truck in the UK. A track day business called Track Days is offering anyone 10 and over the chance to experience what it's like driving a semi-trailer. And the boss of the business believes giving people a taste of a big truck could encourage them to take it up as a career. The UK currently has vacancies for as many as 40,000 truck drivers. Dan Jones says he hopes what they're doing will help. He says going on a truck driving experience could be the answer to relieve the chronic shortage of lorry drivers in the UK, as it gives drivers a taste of what it's like to handle a 480 horsepower beast. The youngsters can climb behind the wheel of a truck for as little as around $86 Australian dollars. We're looking for your thoughts on that one on the Heavy Vehicles website.
Truck and bus news. Thanks to heavyvehicles.com.au.
Despite the importance of having an online presence, to a lot of businesses, big and small, their website is a pain in the neck. If that's how you feel about your site, we reckon you might be battling bad design, poor functionality, slow loading, viruses, and just a lack of time and knowledge to get it where it needs to be. Website Create is here to help, and their motto is that they create websites, not headaches. Website Create can help you with every aspect of website design and maintenance, from securing a domain to listing on Google and even SEO as well. Websitecreate.com.au.